This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 12, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Federal Aviation Administration Administrator Marion Blakey addressed the U.S. Senate on Wednesday to talk about JPDO, the Joint Planning and Development Office, which will be tasked with developing the next generation air traffic control system for the U.S. She announced the selection of Charlie Bergman as executive director of JPDO. Quote, "He has a lifelong career in aviation since graduating from the United States Air Force Academy. Charlie has worked at the Pentagon, the Airline Pilots Association, and has 4,200 hours in the cockpit. He knows the system," unquote. And for those things he doesn't know, Blakey says Bergman will, quote, "have Jim and Phil on speed dial," unquote, referring to May of the Air Transport Association and Boyer of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. You can read the full text of the administrator's comments in the print version of this story on our website at aero-news.net. If you were a VFR pilot trying to spot Miami International Airport on the horizon Wednesday afternoon, for a while you had an unmistakable visual waypoint, a thick black plume of smoke rising from an unoccupied control tower. Airport spokesman Greg Chin says the building is a new gate assignment tower, part of a new north terminal for American Airlines, scheduled to open in 2011. A roofing crew spilled a tar pot, igniting the roof, according to the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Chin confirmed the fire did not affect regular flight operations. The FAA was scheduled to throw the switch sometime Wednesday in California and begin handling Palm Springs radar from the Southern California Terminal Radar Approach Control in Miramar near San Diego. The controllers' union said there wasn't enough staff. Senators whose districts lie under the affected airspace tried to block it, but the FAA says it has to happen to save money. FAA spokeswoman Laura Brown says the track record for consolidated facilities is good so far. The Palm Springs Desert Sun quoted Ham Ghaffari, regional vice president for the National Air Traffic Controllers Association, quote, "I'm still not happy with the staffing situation at the SoCal TRACON, but there's a light at the end of the tunnel," unquote. California Senators Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein have both fought to delay the consolidation until the FAA's ongoing labor dispute with its controllers is resolved and a full complement of qualified controllers is on staff. There are few details so far, but it was reported Wednesday that a Piper Navajo piston twin made an emergency landing in a wooded area 12 miles from Orlando International Airport and was destroyed in a subsequent fire. It's not clear whether Orlando International was the planned destination. Unlike Tuesday's Cessna 310 crash in Sanford, Florida, the pilot of the Navajo walked away from the Wednesday incident with what WFTV News in Orlando described as a wrist injury. He was the plane's lone occupant, and no other injuries were reported. The pilot has been identified as 54-year-old John LaBella of Cape Canaveral, Florida. He reported engine problems and then managed to set the plane down intact, but barely escaped before the fire broke out. Video from Orlando's CBS4 TV showed a resulting brush fire, but firefighters were reportedly able to contain it quickly. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. A tragedy in suburban Atlanta involves a former air traffic controller. The RAF puts the Eurofighter Typhoon to work in its quick reaction alert unit. And U.S. Marines log another first for the Osprey. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today my guest is Dr. Michael Trethewey, Vice President and Chief Economist for InterVistas Consulting Incorporated. Dr. Trethewey has taught economic impact methodology at the University of Columbia and worked extensively in analyzing Canada's privatization of airports and ATC. We'll get his take on the FAA funding debate. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.